Farming a South Berry field got uprooted by city councillors last night. Smart Centers Right, on behalf of Berry Brine Developments, wants a temporary use bylaw for farming for 3 years at 15 Harvey Road, but a majority of city councillors said no, in part because agricultural land is taxed at a lower rate. These 82 acres have had such a bylaw since 2014. We've provided a significant tax exemption to a fairly large corporation, Smart Centers, for almost a decade now, and they're looking to extend it, said Cown. Gary Harvey, noting a similar bylaw request was rejected by council several months ago. I wish we had the ability to permit the farming without the tax exemption, but unfortunately we don't, he added. Active agricultural use on this land could qualify for the farmland tax rate, if the farmland tax class is approved on the property by the Municipal Property Assessment Corporation, MPAC. Property taxes on the land are $8,250 this year, when it's zoned agricultural. If a bylaw extension isn't granted, the land would be reassessed by MPAC, zoned for light industrial, general commercial and environmental protection. Staff have estimated taxes ranging anywhere from $50,000 to $175,000 plus with this zoning. Harvey, who represents this part of Berry, said the land was rezoned last June and is divided by Brine Drive. Its east side is to have commercial use, the west side residential with 155 semi-detached homes, townhouses and two apartment blocks. Michelle Banfield, the city's executive director of development services, said a draft plan of subdivision there is also approved, but not a site plan. The intention always was for the agricultural use to be just interim, she said. We're in a housing crisis, in an inflation crisis. I have a hard time incentivizing inaction, said Cown. Sergio Morales, this land is ripe for housing, and ready to go. I don't see why we should be rewarding developers for not proceeding, said Cown. Craig Nixon. Cown. Bryn Hamilton had some advice for Smart Centers. Give us a call, she said. If you really want to continue farming this, make a deal, figure out how you can pay the shortfall that's on the backs of the city taxpayers. Cown. Anne-Marie Kungel and Cown. Claire Reepma spoke in favor of granting the temporary use bylaw. It's good use of land, while it's there, Kungel said. In an economic climate where food security is a big deal, it's being used for farming and food production, and it impacts the livelihood of the farmer. It has been used for agriculture for years and to continue that I think is a good use of the land until it's developed, Reepma said. We ought to encourage agriculture as an interim use here. Let's move ahead for 3 years and then see where we are at that point, he added. Mayor Alex Nuttall made an argument against the bylaw on several levels. I understand somebody farms this property. But I'm not willing to subsidize it for $175,000 a year, he said. I love farmers and they feed cities and, they work harder than all of us put together, but I cannot ask the people of Berry to give $175,000 for this purpose. What I can do is I can say to Smart Centers, bring forward the development now that you're ready, Nuttall added. We have the roads there, we have the bridge there, we have the services there and let's start building that part of the city the way that we've envisioned it to happen based on the investments we have made. The mayor noted the nearby Harvey Road Bridge carried a $76 million price tag and the Brine Drive extension is $20 million, although Smart Centers gave the city the land for the roadway. City Council will consider final approval to reject the temporary use bylaw at its April 17 meeting. This land is located on the west side of Highway 400, south of Harvey Road and east of Thrushwood Drive. The property is divided by the Brine Drive South extension, which is currently under construction. Agricultural use would cease on all or part of this land at any time before the expiry of a temporary use bylaw, if development proceeds on all or any portion of the property. Agricultural activities would be limited to field crops. In an open field, a 30-meter naturalized buffer must be provided around Lover's Creek and Whiskey Creek. Access to the site for farming would be restricted to the entrance at Harvey Road, Best management practices must be applied for the use of fertilizer and pesticides. Activities related to the brine drive extension would take precedence over the permission for agriculture use on that portion of the land identified for the construction of the roadway. The request to extend the timeline for the temporary use bylaw at 15 Harvey was not ratified by council before it expired October 5, 2023, so its owner submitted a new one. Agricultural use of the property was initiated in 2014 as being interim, pending the future development of the land, to prevent the property from being fallow and to reduce trespassing.